originally started, well, you know, in 2003, about $14 million was the supplemental aid that we had. We're up to $54 million in FY12. Now, actually, there's a piece of the AFMA fee. This is the facility maintenance fee that for just two students, as well as the ITN library fee. Basically, there's a piece of that that goes to financial aid. So we have that evolved situation. The if you look at total grants and aid, you know, to University of Illinois students in 2000, the total amount was $70 million. At that time, $42 million of it was MAP, and Pell provided about $21 million. And there was a small piece, about the remaining piece, that was coming from equal opportunity grants, federal equal opportunity grants. In 2011, comparable, we're up to $179 million in total in grants and aid for university students, with supplemental aid now at the $49 million level. This is 2011 numbers, with MAP at $59 million from the state versus where it was at $41 million 11 years prior. And that the Pell amount has jumped to $68 million in Pell monies coming to University of Illinois students. The quick progression also here, really what you see is what's happened is that the MAP money has been pretty static. That's the blue at this roughly $60 million for the last several years. Coming, you can see that the Pell money, which is the red, is increased. Particularly about 3 years ago, with the increase in the size of Pell grants, we're hopeful that the 55-50 will hold up with the federal government, and as they basically look at their budget and the super committee. I don't know. I guess kind of adjourned for the day, and so however they're going to deal with the education funding, we're hearing that they're not going to cut Pell as part of any education cuts, but we have to monitor that. And of course, the supplemental aid, as we've already talked about, basically you can see this, the increases each year as the tuition adjustments have been made for supplemental aid. Last slide is the who pays slide, again, versus sticker price. If you look at the three slides across the board, and this is 2010 fall enrollments, that 54% at Urbana are paying the full sticker price. 40% at Chicago and 30% in Springfield are paying full sticker price coming to the University of Illinois. Those paying zero, all their grants and aid, et cetera, that go that are paying zero are 14% in Urbana, 42% in Chicago, and 29% in Springfield. So that's just a versus the sticker price, what the price tag is for individual students. I guess my last, very quickly, the last summary is that I think that we continue to live in an uncertain situation with the state of Illinois. We will continue to have, even though they look to be improving, some cash flow issues will continue to be there. We continue to be concerned about competition for top faculty and staff. We are going to tie the tuition increase to a price or cost index, recognized cost index. Essentially half the undergraduates of the University of Illinois are receiving some form of assistance or merit-based assistance. Any adjustments to financial aid will be adjusted according to policy, if we do anything to adjust the formula. And we have increased the supplemental aid, just a big push, from $14 million to almost $54 million over this past decade. So that would conclude. Take any questions that you have. I forgot to say one thing about the rating agencies. I want to thank Bob Plankenhorn and Peter Newman, Randy Kangas, for their very dedicated efforts to make that happen. So they put together great information for the rating agencies.
Any questions for Walt? Yes, Hannah.
I had a question about the who pays slide. Is there any way we could see comparative data on those other institutions of the students that are paying the full sticker price, like at Northwestern or U of C, or is that data?
How good is that data if we can get, for peer comparison of?
This is an internal analysis. I think it'd be very difficult to do on the other institutions. We'll see what we can do.
Try to add that to the package for January.
Okay.
I think a piece we probably could clarify, though, in that amount that's being subsidized somewhere, we could probably break out how much of that is coming from various types of aid programs versus subsidization from tuition. I think we could probably decipher that, couldn't we, Walt?
Yeah.
Okay. Any further questions?
And then,
two of them. Yes, Jim.
Two questions, if I may, following on Trustee Ehrenberg's question on this penultimate slide, 19. Is there any way you could get us data for each category that would indicate the average debt the student graduates with?
Yeah, we have that.
I'd like to see that if that's possible, please.
Okay.
And then one other question about the 15% of tuition dollars that goes towards financial aid. Does each pot stay at each campus, or is it just one pot that's distributed among all three?
Each campus has their own, you know, particular financial aid. They have multipliers, so when we do this tuition, whatever, if they're the tuition adjustment, you would apply it, you know, by campus, you know, whatever their adjustment is, it would be applied by campus.
Great. Okay,
so their
thank
supplemental
you.
PAT would increase.
I was going to ask the first thing, the same thing as Dr. Koritz, is, and the student trustees were talking about it, we would like to see, you know, the numbers of how much debt students graduate with. And then also with the who pay slide, that includes like unsubsidized and subsidized loans, correct? As a
no,
part
it's
of
just it's grants and aid. It's just it's that Pell. It's the, you know, it's the supplemental aid. It's MAP. That's, you know, those pieces and any other grants that are available.
So that doesn't include direct subsidized unsubsidized loans.
No.
Okay. Further questions?
There is some interesting facts on actually our. I can only speak on the Urbana campus because that's the only one, but I think we have the second highest graduation rate among public.
Okay, any further questions? Just two closing comments, Mr. President. First of all, I was in error, even though I know the trustees are willing to work 24/7 for the university. The next meeting is not on Saturday, the 7th of January. It's on Monday the 9th, so we will give you a break on that weekend. I think the second thing I would add, and I, as Mike talked about me grinning about issues, I continue to pass on articles that are in the popular press about higher ed and the challenge of not only dealing with the revenue side, but also the cost side. University of Texas, the Texas higher ed, making major changes in programs in Texas. The president at Ohio State University talking about we're in a new era, and most recently this week, Secretary Arne Duncan's comments about that we've got to find ways to deliver the quality of education that we have more efficiently. So I just pass it on to the chancellors and the deans and the department heads that we've all got to work together to do this, because the cost side is one that we've got to continue to be ever present on. Other than the break, I think we're about on time.
Well, let me respond, Chairman McMillan, because first, let's take a little credit for what we've done with the AR, $27 million in annual savings, building towards $60 million, and I think we actually get closer to $70 million before we're finished. But I couldn't agree more. That's still just the beginning. And with the chancellors this year, we'll be looking very hard now. Most of those savings that I've just mentioned have come from enterprise-wide initiatives. We're going to ask the chancellors this year to look very carefully at their own sort of version of AR. Some of them have been doing it already and achieving some savings. And then we're, as you know, going to begin a very serious process of program review, starting with institutes and centers and doctoral programs in particular. There are a lot of reasons to do that, because the market has changed for so many of these people getting graduate degrees now that we don't want to overproduce the number of doctorates where there's no market for their services, but making sure also that we're really pinching our pennies and reallocating those to our high priorities has got to be very much on our mind. It's not easy to do, and it won't be fast.